Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. This wonderful story from Mark is so succinct and so short in its description of that first day of the week. Unlike John and the other Gospels, there's no long introduction. There's not all kinds of verbiage. It just begins so simply that when the Sabbath had passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Salome traveled to the tomb to bring spices. And along the way, they wondered, who's going to roll away that big, huge stone that was put in front of the temple? And when they arrived, the tomb was empty. It was empty.
Hallelujah.
Amen, sister. And so they looked with amazement and fear and trembling, and they didn't know what to do. There it was. The beginning of something new, just as had been promised. What a powerful story. Mary looks inside. Nothing. Nothing at first, but a young man who says, "What are you looking for? He's not here." And they run away afraid and tell the disciples. Trembling and astonishment, it says, was on them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Mark's gospel, in its short ending, ends just after that statement. There isn't any long explanation about what you're supposed to do. There's no long instruction or theological reflection. The gospel just sort of ends with the expectation that you will do something with it. I love that about Mark. Everything happens in a hurry. Everything happens with such brevity, and in the end, you and I are left to proclaim Christ crucified. That's the good news of Jesus Christ that gathers all of us together today. Certainly the bunnies help. But at the core of why we gather each and every Sunday is that Christ has been raised. Not for some theological argumentation, not for some churchly disputation, but for life. That's what we celebrate today. That's what we celebrate as a people. That the one who was dead has risen out of love for us. So what shall we do with this short ending of Mark? How will we live it out? Will we dance? Will we shout out God's wonderful resurrection? It seems hard to do sometimes. If you've ever seen me dance, you know that. That's why I'm a preacher. But some of you dance. Some of you sing. Some of you play. Some of you bring comfort to the poor. Some of you are proclaimers of the gospel. Some of you live each and every day in your work as resurrection people. This gospel lesson that we hear today certainly is why we gather on this day. But we're drawn into God's future in that resurrection. We find in it comfort. We find in it hope. We find in those simple words, Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. In those simple acclamations, the tomb is empty, God's promise of love. But not just for us, but for the world. Jesus sent those women back to the disciples to tell them that Jesus was risen, not so that they alone could receive that good news, but so that everyone could receive that good news. I remember as a child, Easter was so important. I grew up in one of those terribly energetic churches. We were still Lutheran, kind of. Terribly energetic and wonderful churches. And I remember every Easter. Every Easter, it was like all of these dead people had literally come alive. And we would sing and we would laugh. And you think that's a big banner? We had one four times as big as that, that would be raised up every Easter. It was the 70s. It had a clown face on it. When I showed it to Jeannie the first time, she said, "You had that in church?" But I remember it in my head and in my heart for almost 40 years. What I wonder is, will our children remember Easter? Will it be long time coming, a memory that they will hold as dear as I hold that memory? I remember hunting Easter eggs at church back when we used real eggs. You know how it goes, and then you mow the lawn a couple weeks later and you remember Easter all over again? Wouldn't it be wonderful if 40 years from now, our own children would tell the story of gathering with God's community and saying to their children, "I remember back when we hunted plastic eggs." Remember plastic? "I remember the wonderful food. I remember the rich liturgy. I remember singing those powerful songs, and I remember that Jesus rose for me." That's the gift we give this morning and every morning. That our faith that is the gift of Jesus Christ becomes the faith of generations. That our children and our children's children, our neighbors, those whom we have not yet met, will also remember Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.